Shalom, אנחנו לומדים.
Hello, we're reading the introduction to the book of Zohar of Baal HaSulam. We're in item 25. You can find that on our archive or in the writings of Baal HaSulam. You can also ask questions about the lesson on the website. So, Rav, please. Can't hear you?
I think we should begin item 25.
From here emerges the full resolution of the fifth inquiry. Since the body is so corrupted that the soul cannot be purified before the body rots in the ground, why does it return at the revival of the dead? And also the question about the words of our sages, the dead are destined to be revived with their flaws, so it will not be said it is another. And you will clearly understand this matter from the thought of creation itself, from the first state. We have said that since the thought was to delight his creatures, he had to create an overwhelmingly excessive will to receive all that bounty which is in the thought of creation. For the great delight and the great will to receive go hand in hand. We stated there that this excessive will to receive is all the new substance he had created, for he needs nothing more than that in order to carry out the thought of creation. And it is the nature of the perfect operator not to perform redundant operations, as written in the poem of unification, all of your work, not a thing you did forget, omit, or add. We also said there that this excessive will to receive has been completely removed from the system of Kedusha and was given entirely to the system of the worlds of Tum'ah, from which extend the bodies, their sustenance, and all the possessions in this world. When one reaches 13 years of age, he begins to attain the holy soul through engaging in the Torah. At that time, he is nourished by the system of the world of Kedusha, according to the greatness of the soul of Kedusha he has attained. We also said above that during the 6,000 years that are given to us for work in Torah and Mitzvot, no corrections come from this, come to the body. Too excessive will to receive in it. All the corrections that come through our work relate only to the soul, which climbs through them on the degrees of Kedusha and purity, meaning only enhancement of the desire to bestow that extends with the soul. For this reason, the body will ultimately die, be buried, and rot, since it did not undergo any correction. Yet, it cannot remain that way. For if the excessive will to receive perished from the world, the thought of creation would not be realized, meaning the reception of all great pleasures that he intended to bestow upon his creatures. For the great will to receive and the great pleasure go hand in hand. And to the extent that the desire to receive it diminishes, so diminish the delight and pleasure from reception.
So what is he telling us? Item 25. He says this. From here emerges the full resolution of the fifth inquiry. Since the body is so corrupted that the soul cannot maintain it until it rots and is probably corrected out of all the, gets rid of all the desires, all its desire, then you can say that the soul can somehow connect to the body. So this is why he said that there are several states here. From the first state, because the thought was to delight his creatures, so there everything exists together, and then we have to increase the will to receive so as to have a big will to receive, so then life can truly be eternal, complete, that he receives from the complete upper force and eternal. So life too should be that way. So in order to bring these corrections, we need 6,000 years of corrections, 6,000 degrees. When the will to receive gradually acquires some form of bestowal through them. And then it comes to a state where the light of Nefesh extends to him from above, and then Ruach, Neshama, etc. And it's all according to the decaying of his will to receive, meaning as he gradually becomes freed from it, liberated from it, until the force of life completely disappears from him, then begins the work in arising, the rising of a new body out of this disintegration, out of this decay, which works completely in order to bestow. And then the great desire and the intention, accordingly, to bestow, are connected to the upper force, which is to the upper light, which is complete bestowal, and that way you have dvikut, adhesion of creator with the creature. What do we do with this item? Read it again?
But you explain a bit.
Well, read it in bits, they will ask, and I will explain.
Item 25. From here emerges the full resolution of the fifth inquiry. Since the body is so corrupted that the soul cannot be purified before the body rots in the ground, why does it return at the revival of the dead?
In other words, the light has to be similar to the kli, the vessel, and the kli has to be similar to the light, and the light to the kli. Meaning, we have to see that the will to receive is in equivalence of form with the light. And then the light, according to the law of equivalence of form, can enter the kli. So on one hand, the will to receive has to be opposite from the light, so that the light can fill it, according to the oppositeness of form. And in order for the light to fill it, it has to be in equivalence of form with the light. Meaning, in the will to receive, there must be two observations. One is oppositeness from the light, and the other is similarity to the light. How do we achieve this? Yes.
And also, the question about the words of our sages, the dead are destined to be revived with their flaws.
Mm-hmm. So, how can it be that that dead body will now receive the light of life? In other words, it has to undergo corrections. So death is still not a correction. Still not a correction. It is only a beginning of corrections. When he gets rid of the aim to receive, but he hasn't acquired the aim to bestow. Yes.
And you will clearly understand this matter from the thought of creation itself, from the first state. We have said that since the thought was to delight his creatures, he had to create an overwhelmingly excessive will to receive all that bounty which is in the thought of creation. For the great delight and the great will to receive go hand in hand.
In other words, the will to receive has to be at exactly the same volume, intensity of reception as is the desire, the Creator's desire to give. We understand it logically because we don't know what these discernments are to receive, to give, how we measure them in spirituality. But they have to be one equal to the other, to the extent that the Creator wants to give. The created being has to want to receive. And
we stated there that this excessive will to receive is all the new substance he had created.
There's nothing here besides the will to receive. There's the will to bestow, which is the Creator, and the pleasure that is in him that he wants to give. And then there's the created being, which is the will to receive. And the created being still needs another correction so it can receive what the Creator wants to give. But in all of creation, there is nothing else. Next.
For he needs nothing more than that in order to carry out the thought of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the nature of the perfect operator not to perform redundant operations. As is written in the poem of unification, of all your work you did, not a thing you did forget, omit, or add.
It means that the Creator created only what is needed. Of course, he didn't create more than that because he doesn't need to. And the one thing he needs is only the will to receive. From his perspective, it's enough. From the perspective of creation, in order to achieve completeness, it's not enough. There is additional work here of the will to receive, what is called the lower one. It will have to work on itself in order to be realized, to be ready to receive the abundance that the Creator wants to give. But from the perspective of Creator, there's nothing more. He is the source of the abundance, and he created the will to receive existence from absence. And this seemingly completes his work. Yes?
We also said there that this excessive will to receive has been completely removed from the system of Kedusha and was given entirely to the system of the worlds of Tum'ah, from which extend the bodies, their sustenance, and all the possessions in this world. When one reaches 13 years of age, he begins to attain a holy soul through engaging in the Torah. At that time, he is nourished by the system of the worlds of Kedusha, according to the greatness of the soul of Kedusha he has attained.
What he writes here, when he writes that until 13 years of age, until a person attains 13 years of age, forget it. It's a spiritual state. It's got nothing to do with the age of 13 in our world. It's just what kids, what do they understand? What do they feel? How do they change? 13 years is spiritual measures that we discern, like 6,000 years, like 13 years, like the Bar Mitzvah, and other such things, like, say, age 40. There's nothing to it for us. Afterwards, we'll see what 13 years of age are in spirituality. Go on.
We also said there that this excessive will to receive has been completely removed from the system of Kedusha and was given entirely to the system of the worlds of Tum'ah, from which extend the bodies, their sustenance, and all their possessions in this world. When one reaches 13 years of age, he begins to attain the holy soul in engaging Torah. At this time, he's...
In other words, throughout the 6,000 years that we are in spiritual work, make no corrections on the will to receive. Rather, all the corrections come to us only to the desire to bestow, and the will to receive remains as it is. That's not very clear. We also said above that during the 6,000 years that are given to us for work in Torah and Mitzvot, when we correct ourselves and do everything in order to bestow as much as possible, no corrections from this come to the body, to the will to receive, to the excessive will to receive in it. All the corrections that come through our work relate only to the soul. What's to the soul? By them they climb in Kedusha, holiness and purity, meaning only enhancement of the desire to bestow that extends with the soul. Meaning we only have an addition from the created beings during the 6,000 years when we acquire the desire to bestow, receive from above this illumination that brings a person the desire to bestow. And then what do? For this reason, the body will ultimately die, be buried and rot. Meaning the body has to go through three corrections. Die, be buried and rot. It didn't go through any corrections to will to receive. We were only working on drawing the light and having a little bit of the desire to bestow called our soul. So the body cannot stay this way without corrections, for if the excessive will to receive perished from the world, the thought of creation would not be realized, meaning the reception of all the great pleasures that he intended to bestow upon his creatures. For the great will to receive and the great pleasure go hand in hand. They are interdependent. To the extent that the desire to receive it diminishes, so diminish the delight and pleasure from reception. So it's clear that we must not lose any of the will to receive, because otherwise we won't be able to receive from the host what he wants to give, what he wants to delight upon us, to give us as delight. Go on.
26. We have already stated that the first state necessitates the third state to fully materialize as was in the thought of creation in the first state, not omitting a single thing. Therefore, the first state necessitates the revival of the dead bodies.
In other words, although the body dies and we don't use this will to receive, but it's not good. We have to revive it. We have to do something with it. Because we haven't used it yet. So how can he please the host? Equalize his form with the host. So now, after the body dies, meaning he doesn't want to receive, to use his nature, when he determines for himself that he is dead, so now he has to wake up to be revived from the rejection. Therefore,
that means that they're accessible to receive, which had already been.
So it wakes up and starts working again. In other words, although I decided that this will to receive is unfit for anything, I can't use it, I feel death in it. Now, after I went through a state called death of the will to receive, then I probably have a chance to work with my will to receive in a new way. The death, my relation to the will to receive as being dead in its previous form, that death is probably doing some correction now. So it was already it rotted in the second reality. Now it must be resurrected. So it's the will to receive again that's been renewed in all of its intensity, excessive intensity, exaggerated measure without any restraints, meaning with all its past flaws, meaning completely remaining completely with all the bad in it and being revived and awakened. So why die? Why should the body die? Why do I need to determine that the excessive will to receive that is in me, which causes death, and I want to get rid of it, I bury it, it dies in my eyes. So why should I, should it be revived now in my eyes? What does it mean? Did I see importance in it again? That I begin to see in the will to receive an ability to use it in a new way.
Then begins the work anew. To invert that excessive will to receive, to work only in order to bestow. Meaning, after he dies in my eyes and I feel that without it I'm free, but then I have nothing to do. If I won't use it, so I won't have anything to connect to the host with. To resemble the host, what do I do? And then that will to receive, that excessive will to receive, must be resurrected to come back with all its magnitude and its excessive will to receive. Meaning, without concealing, without cleansing it, just the way it was in its worst way. But I decided that it's dead. In my eyes, meaning I am not underneath it, but I am above it, above that excessive will to receive. And now I can use it according to my decision. But all the flaws, all the problems, everything in it in the worst way, it all remains. And then the work starts again in order to invert that excessive will to receive to be only to bestow. Gradually in slices, small little slices. And then we will have doubled our gain. What does it mean? One. We have a place to receive all the delight and pleasure and gentleness in the thought of creation. Everything the Creator prepared. If now, after rejecting it, after we decided that the will to receive is dead in my eyes, I don't want to use it. I have nothing with it. It's dead. Now I want to take that and bring it back to life according to the way I want to in order to bestow. Then I can receive all the greatness and gentleness in the thought of creation that the Creator decided I can receive. Meaning the will to receive is just the means for me to resemble the Creator, to get pleasures from Him, and turn that pleasure to give back joy to Him. Since we already have a body with this greatly excessive will to receive, which goes hand in hand with these pleasures. That's one. That we have this work on the will to receive and receiving the pleasures according to the corrections in it. And that's one. Two. Since our reception in that manner would only be in order to bestow contentment upon our Maker. That's the way we will receive. That reception would be regarded, will receive gradually. The reception would be regarded as complete bestowal. That would bring us to equivalence of form, which is dvikut, which is our form in the third state, the final state. Thus, the first state absolutely necessitates the revival of the dead. Meaning, the first state that we've been through, that we decided that this body isn't worthy of anything, and the second state where we decided that we are going to correct it, and to the extent that we correct it in the third state, it is resurrected in dvikut, in complete identification with the Creator. That's why the first state, because that big rot obligates us to find the third state, which is a resurrection of the dead. That's in the second state, and Gmar Tikkun in the third state. Well, this is relatively understood. This is what we have before us. Obviously, it's not simple to go through it, but we are already advancing towards that state. It's sucking us into that tube, that pipeline that is full of light, that's called the pipeline. We are drawn into that pipeline that is bringing us to those stages of 1, 2, and 3. And what else do we have? USA Northwest. USA Northwest.
Yes, Rob. When I was listening to you, I was seeing this as a software upgrade, but consciously, that this software has to be upgraded and it has its time to be upgraded, and we have to do it consciously.
There's a lot to add. Upgrade. You can say that. But actually, we need to understand that there's a lot before us. We have to scrutinize all these states. We will go through all these states ourselves. Together, we'll go through them. That's how it's going to be. And that's why nobody will run from it, especially that we're here together, and from day to day we're advancing. I don't see these things as out there, distance on the horizon, but we are really coming to them very soon. And every time we will be in them, we will remind ourselves this introduction and the stages we need to go through. We'll see this. Yep.
No, bo anachnu.
Let's Ita 4.
Ita 4.
Ita 4, please speak in English, if you can.
Please.
I can ask a neighbor.
English. The revival of the dead, are we talking about a conscious thing we need to do about to receive?
All of our desires, all of our actions, they will all be in full awareness, a decision, a clear, serious decision. That's what we have to go through. And what can you ask about that? We're still far from this, and we'll go through it, and then don't worry, we'll speak about it, we'll do it. We'll have discussions about it. It'll all be clarified. Yeah. New York.
New York.
New York.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, вот во всей этой системе по исправлению желание получать полностью участвует во всем его объеме, даже та часть, которая как бы выведена из системы, вот это Лева Эвен, так называемая.
Есть лану хок беруханиют, что умер же рацион лекабель ло миздахин.
The will to receive does not purify. The Masach purifies, but the will to receive, no. That's why all of our desires participate in the whole process. Sochi.
Sochi. Sochi. Sochi.
A question from a friend. What does it mean to revive the will to receive?
It's the desires that the Creator is correcting, and then they can work in order to bestow. PT 25.
What we just read now, does it describe what is called you will see your world in your life?
Yes, of course, with no doubt. Kiev 2.
Как я могу пережить смерть желания?
How can I overcome the death of the will to receive, since I have nothing else besides this?
I feel that I have no will to receive. I just don't. The way I used to use it, I don't want to use it anymore. And we all understand this. Tell me, do you now want, I don't know what, to eat a banana? You didn't think about it, right? You didn't. So that means you don't have a will to receive. That's how it is. Meaning, it's not that you're completely erasing it. You're not using it, so it's not there as a desire. It doesn't wake up. The Reshimo didn't awaken. The Reshimo isn't working, the upper light. That's why it's called that. It's not there. Okay. Tell me, Oren, please, what do we have except for this on our plan?
We've got peace in the world, selected excerpt.